This is Senator Al Simpson. The Democrats want to gut all of the president's use of regulatory review and bruise us all in the process. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, in a real cute election year stunt to smear George Bush, you make him have to report to the public all written and spoken conversations about any regulation. You may call this the Sunshine Bill, but it's nothing more than a third-degree burn for all Americans. This cutesy would not only bury the White House in an avalanche of paper, but also make it impossible for the president to conduct any meaningful review of regulations that affect competitiveness, job creation, and economic growth. This little beauty also makes all of the president's discussions on national security and trade secrets open to the public as well, and this means being open to our military adversaries and trading partners. You bleeding partisan liberals are aiming to kill off our nation's competitiveness and our national security, too. So what's new with your party? Not much.
Hogwash, Al. No one's talking about revealing trade secrets or declassifying national security data. Those are total red herrings. What we're getting at, Al, is the Bush administration's use of regulatory review as a smokescreen to conceal its pro-business bias. You're trying to beef up business profits by cutting back on health and safety protections for workers and consumers. Those notorious deregulation twins are up to no good, Al. I'm talking about Dan Quayle at the Competitiveness Council and Dick Darman at the Office of Management and Budget. They've got a blank check from the White House to ride roughshod over cabinet agencies. They're undermining essential long-standing federal regulations that protect men and women in the workplace and keep dangerous products off the market. Sunlight is the best disinfectant, Al. Disclosure works. Let people see what's happening, and the abuses will stop. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on unemployment compensation. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.